Isaac Pinder has landed his first job while still in the middle of training program to be a metal fabricator. The 25-year-old has already started dreaming big.
I want to be among the billionaire in the world so that my name will be counting among those successful people in the world.
Isaac, along with 10,000 other young men and women, will soon graduate from 15 of these trade centers in Borno State, hoping to start their own businesses.
For those in carpentry and joinery, we match them with plumbing and pipe fitting, welding fabrication, building construction, and solar and electrical work. They will go together. They will venture into building housing construction. Because once if you give them a contract, award them a contract like 10 houses, you will come and collect the key.
14 skills are taught in these centers. And as soon as a set graduates, another is brought in.
Officials hope the skills learned by young people in these training centers will keep them away from trouble. The biggest concern is about them being lured by armed groups like Boko Haram, which is conducting a large recruitment drive at the moment.
The armed group has lost many fighters in confrontations with Nigerian and regional armies. Experts say illiteracy, lack of skills and poverty are some of the reasons that pushed most fighters into joining the group. Borno State, which is hit hardest by the conflict, says it's stepping up efforts to avoid rolling back recent gains against Boko Haram.
We are trying to create jobs, we are trying to create wealth so that the youths in Borno State will be on their own. This is the only way out. My vision is to see that, first of all, Borno State is well secured. That's the number one thing, between the nexus between peace, security and development.
Many residents say they want to see more centers established as poverty and unemployment remain high after 12 years of Boko Haram violence. That, they say, could speed up recovery and stop young people from turning to crime. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Maiduguri, Nigeria.